家好，我是 Jenny， 这里是由开云英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer.
那今天四月五日呢是清明节，那清明节呢也是我们中国人去缅怀自己已经逝去的祖先、mm-hmm. 或者家人朋友的一个特别的日子。
Yeah, that's right. So it's a holiday that's dedicated to, well, remembering and paying respect to your elders and your ancestors.
是的，那我们今天呢就跟大家分享一些和清明节相关的英语。那首先，清明节的英语叫做
Tomb Sweeping Day.
好 ,Tomb Sweeping Day.三个词啊，我觉得它是一个描述性非常强，特别 descriptive 的一个名词。
是啊，是。
对，因为第一个词 tomb，
嗯，这个坟墓。
嗯 ，T-O-M-B。
Yeah, so the B there, it's a silent, so it's not tomb, tomb.
嗯，是的，大家一定要注意它的发音啊，它不发 tomb，、嗯、而是发
tomb。
Tomb.
Yeah, so in English, there's quite a lot of words with letters that we don't pronounce.
对 ,tomb 就是一个很好的例子啊、嗯、它的发音其实是 T, 然后后面是 oom.
Yeah, tomb.
Tomb.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, really, it sounds like T-O-O-M.
是
But、oh. it's T-O-M-B.
对、嗯、,tomb. 然后 tomb 之后的那个是
Sweeping.
Sweeping,、mm-hmm. S-W-E-E-P-I-N-G.
Yeah, it's like a 扫地的扫。
啊，对，它就是扫的动作，因为清明节我们会去扫墓。
Exactly, you go to sweep the tomb.
啊，对，那比如在家里我们要扫地、
嗯、
这个是 sweep the floor?
Exactly, sweep the floor.
Oh, okay. 好，那最后那个 day, 所以我们用 tomb sweeping day 来表示清明节、
嗯、
而且好像英语里面一些比较严肃啊，这个比较 solemn 的日子
yeah,
不太会用 festival、mm-hmm. 或者 holiday、mm-hmm. 来形容。
No, it's sounds kind of somber.
对，你说 somber 或者说的 solemn 就是它是很严肃的。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 嗯 almost sounds kind of sad.
是一个对肃静的节日啊，然后呢当中也伴着忧伤，所以 holiday 和 festival 呢通常是让人想到欢快的庆祝、
mm-hmm.
用在清明节上面显然是不恰当的啊。
Mm-hmm.
嗯，好，那说到我们的 tomb sweeping day 啊，还有 tomb 这个词，其实英语里面呢也有好些词是形容这个墓园墓地的概念。
Exactly, so we already said tomb, and then you also have like graves.
Oh, grave.
Yeah.
G-R-A-V-E.
Yeah, so a grave is actually, a tomb is kind of big, and a grave is much smaller than a tomb, really.
Tomb 一般是有一块石头墓碑嘛。
Well, no, that's a gravestone.
Oh, 那个是 gravestone.
Yeah, so that's the stone in the ground. Right, so grave is when you put someone in the ground.
嗯，对对。
Yeah, 入土。
入土是。
Yeah, but a tomb actually is, it almost looks like a small house or something usually. It, you know, it's 小建筑 it's like a small piece of architecture, really.
但现在当然不是每个人都有这样的一个 tomb.
No, only people with money.
是。诶，其实说到 grave,还有 gravesite 和 graveyard.
Yeah, so it's like what, 墓园对吧？
墓地墓园。Graveyard 更像一个墓园。就是有很多的。
Yeah, a lot of people all
buried there.
Together, yeah.
Graveyard 在国外啊，有的时候你看到一些特别像24小时营业的便利店或者麦当劳，hiring 他招聘，他就说 graveyard shift。
Yeah, they're not looking for you to dig graves.
No, 那有点恐怖。那他们是在找什么呢
？They want you to work overnight.
就是做夜班、
嗯、
晚上开始上班、嗯、然后呢一直做到第二天的早晨
Exactly, very exhausting
对通宵工作、
嗯、
所以你可以说 I work the graveyard shift
Exactly
嗯，好那最后要看的一个词啊、哦，叫做 mausoleum
mausoleum 这个词比较高级的 I think But a mausoleum is kind of likeIt's like a really big tomb.
非常大，就是通常是一个我们说的陵园。
It reminds me of 古埃及。
对对对 ，mausoleum.
Yeah, so like maybe like an old king is buried in a mausoleum or something.
对，像上海龙华烈士陵园啊，那个就叫 mausoleum。好，那美国有类似清明节这样的日子吗？
I can't say. I mean, in America, no, not really. I think we don't have long enough history to have a 清明节, our own kind of 清明节. But for like, I think there's a lot of 华裔 that probably celebrated in America.
对，海外华人。但美国不是有一个 Memorial Day?
Yeah, but that's a bit different. That's like really kind of more for like, remembering like soldiers and people who fought for America. It's more, has more to do with the country.
就是阵亡将士纪念日。
Yeah, it doesn't, like, 清明节 I feel like has more to do with like your own family.
没错，就是 our own ancestors.
Exactly. Whereas Memorial Day is kind of remembering the people who might have, you know, fought for America or something like that.
对对对。
Same thing with Veterans Day.
Veterans Day,
yeah,
退伍军人纪念日。
Exactly.
你刚刚说美国没有那么长的历史。Well, speaking of history, do you know how long has 清明 been around, the history of it?
I want to say...Tomb Sweeping Day has been observed for over 2,500 years.
That's right. 诶，刚你用到了一个词是 observe.
Yeah, observe. So this is kind of like to celebrate a holiday.
Observe 好像也更加的 somber 和 respectful.
Yeah, no. So what I mean by celebrate here is not like, you know,
big... 欢庆，不是欢庆。
Yeah, it's 不是 big partying. But it means to take part in the customs of a holiday.
对，其实讲到我们这个历史啊，这个传统，我们遵守保守了很长的时间，你就可以用 observe 这个词。它在这里也不是那个观察那个 observe 的意思。
No.
对
，no, it's 另外的意思。So I'll give one example. So 4th of July is America's 独立日，对吧？So if 4th of July happens on like a Saturday when people don't go to work, it will be observed on Monday.
And
people don't have to go to work on that Monday because of the 4th of July on the weekend. So sometimes you can observe a holiday on a different date.
好，每个节日都有自己的故事啊。那清明节呢，其实 the essence, 它的核心，它的精华就是来纪念我们已经逝去的这个家人、朋友、爱人们。
Yeah, so basically you commemorate the lives of those who have already passed.
The life of the departed.
Yes, those who have gone.
是的，那 to commemorate 其实就是 to remember 的意思，是吗？
Yeah, it's to remember, but it's also to like remember by doing something maybe.
对，因为 remember 你可以就是在心里想一下，思念。
Yeah.
那 commemorate 呢，就像 Spencer 说的，还会有行动。
Exactly.
就像我们会去扫墓，对吗？
Yeah, so that's a way of commemorating your ancestors. A lot of people also get commemorated for doing good things, and they might get like some sort of award.
是的，像清明呢 ，the way we commemorate our departed ancestors， 除了真的去 clean their tomb， or tombstone， 我们还会带一些吃的东西，
为
他们生前喜欢的。
Yeah, that's right. So bringing food, and other things, you could say it's like bringing offerings to your ancestors.
这个叫 offerings。
Comes from the word offer to
that
kind of to give to like
祭拜。
Yeah,
你带去的这些东西。叫 offerings, give offerings.
Exactly.
刚刚我们说到了已经逝去的先辈们，我用到的是 the life of the departed. Departed 就是讲 they have passed away.
Yeah, well, depart also means to like leave.
Leave,
so you could say, oh, I missed my flight, it already departed.
但说到人。刚刚那个情况底下 departed, it means they passed away, or 英语也可以 passed on, 是吧？
Yeah, we'd say passed on, passed away. Yeah.
Just they passed.
All three.
都可以。
没错。
那 你也说到了 they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
就他们走了。
They've left us.
They've left us. They're no longer with us.
所以反正有好多说法。
对，就是不要直接用 they're dead.
Yeah, no, it's 太直接了。
对，因为 dead 就听起来太。
It was kind of like in Chinese. I mean, I wouldn't say, oh, you know, 他死了。Like, you kind of say, oh, 他去世了。
对，过世了。
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways in Chinese too. So same thing. Yeah, don't say they're dead. Say they've passed. They've left. They're gone.
美国人也挺常说 they're in a better place now.
希望如此。
就是好像在天堂那个意思。
是啊。
好的，那当然清明节呢还有另外一个非常重要的组成部分就是青团。
Oh yeah, the green dumplings, sticky and delicious.
你很爱吃青团。
我挺喜欢。
你很爱任何糯米的然后里面甜的东西。
Yeah, I mean, I'm not super big on sweets, but I do like a good 青团。
You do like a good 青团。你知道青团这个绿是从哪来的吗？
Actually, I don't. 是从哪里来的？
每个地方可能有不同的做法，像江浙这一边，我们其实会用青菜汁。
Like
bok choy.
Yeah,
对吧？青菜。然后或者呢，像艾草。
艾草。So like mugwort?
我也不知道它英文叫 mugwort.
So it's kind of like an herb?
对，是一个 herb, 是一个草药。
Okay. I don't know much about herbs.
但它是就有一个特别清香，很大自然的感觉。
Okay, so that's cool. I don't know anything, like I said, about herbs, but I do like the green color of the 青团. I think it kind of plays with your mind. It's like, oh, I'm eating something bright and green, and you think it makes it taste better. But...
对，而且因为清明是在春天嘛，所以我们也会说要出去踏青。
Have
you heard of this phrase? 踏就是走路那个。
I don't know. It was 踏青。
青就是green.
Yeah.
So it kind of means to just go
out on the grass and play.
对，就是 go hiking 啊，然后你知道像去爬山远足，对。
That makes sense. Okay, yeah, to 踏青. So to go be out and about and be active and be out.
对，是 spring outing. How about spring outing?
You could say that. Yeah,
to go
sure.
on the spring outing.
Yeah, you could definitely say that. I mean, I love the spring. I mean, it's like, you know, 万物复苏, 对吧? Everything's alive again. Everything's alive again, and people go out and they play and they 踏青. So that sounds pretty good.
好，那最后我知道你还有一个吃青团的
吃法，
非常。独特的小吃法。
Yeah, so 我的吃法 is eating 青团 with peanut butter, or actually, I did it with almond butter the other day.
你现在好高级，还有 almond butter.
Oh, it's so delicious.
Peanut butter 是花生酱almond butter 是杏仁
酱。
That sounds really
delicious with a
big
cup. Yeah, it is kind of hippie, actually. Well, I get it from my dad. He always ate almond butter when I was a kid. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, if you can't get almond butter,杏仁酱 you know, 买不到没关系你可以 you know, 尝一尝 you know, eat it with peanut butter
因为里面本身就有豆沙或者现在还有肉松就各种各样的
I usually eat it with the 豆沙yeah, because it's 甜
classic
it's, yeah, so basically just a little dab just you know, a little bit of peanut butter take a bite and then drink some milk or 豆浆也可以
你好会生活哦
很会生活
很会生活
You only live once, so you might as well make the best of it.
没错。好的今年的清明节呢我就要去扫墓。因为我的爷爷和外公曾经都是军人。所以他们 they are actually in the 龙华 mausoleum. They're buried there, 在龙华烈士陵园。每一年都会去。
Yeah, actually, my grandfather in the States, he's in the Arlington, We just call it the Arlington Cemetery, though. It's huge.
Cemetery 其实也是这个墓园的意思。
Yeah, so good thing I said that just now.
Arlington.
Yeah, cemetery. I guess technically it's a mausoleum. I don't know the difference. What's the difference between mausoleum and cemetery? Maybe some of our listeners could find out for us.
是的 you can come and let us know. 好那今天的节目就到这儿。I actually think 清明is a great occasion for us to still remember, pay respect, and go out and actually show our love and respect through action.
Yeah, I agree.
好的 thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.